one. Well, it's the FA Cup fourth round, and ESPN has live and exclusive coverage of three ties this weekend. ESPN pundit and one-time FA Cup winner with Liverpool, Steve McManaman, joins me on the line to look ahead to those games. Firstly, Steve, we've got Manchester United against Fulham on Saturday. I suppose, given Fulham's recent form, are you expecting, you know, especially with Man United at home, that they'll will be sort of easy passage for them into the next round?
Well, Lee, you'd fully expect that to happen. No disrespect to Fulham. I watched them. I watched Fulham Saturday, actually, in a league match at Manchester City. I was there at the Etihad, and they were quite toothless, really. Didn't have a shot on target, which says it all. Manchester City won 2-0. Could have easily won 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, but it was as comfortable as you like in a game. So if Fulham are going to threaten the league leaders, and don't get me wrong, I think Manchester United, I think the warm weather training at the moment, which is nice for a lot of the players, and I don't expect the team to be as full strength as probably we'd think it, but still, Fulham would have to up their game a huge amount if they're going to worry the league leaders at Old Trafford.
Especially, you know, Fulham started the season so well. They impressed many, many people sort of around October time. But then from November onwards, they don't seem to have found any form at all.
No, I've seen them lots of times this year. And likewise, they've impressed me. They particularly impressed me when they drew 3-3 with Arsenal down at the Emirates. And they played really well. And Berbatov was good. And Ruiz was good. And they looked dangerous. They looked quick. They made chances. And the other day, they played okay in passages, as in they kept the ball reasonably well, but they were never, ever dangerous. And I think with Dimitar Berbatov dropping off into midfield, you know, they had lots of possession and they knocked the ball around okay. But as I said, there was no real focal point up front. Someone who can get hold of the ball, bring people into the game, bring Berbatov into the game. And I think that's what they lacked. So whether Martin Yol will take heed of that, of what happens at the Etihad on Saturday, and change it around a little bit. But I think they need to. If any team that have done well against Manchester United, they've gone forward, they've attacked, they've tried to be positive, and you know, they've got the best results, i.e. like the Tottenham when they played, you know, at Old Trafford, or even Newcastle when they played at Old Trafford. They lost the game, but they were positive and they made lots of chances. And I think that's Fulham's best way of getting a result. So, you know, I think he'll have to change it around, Martin Yol. He couldn't play the same formation as he did the other day. Otherwise, you know, there's no chance they'll go through.
OK, well, on to two ties on Sunday. And the first one is, fantastic West London derby between Brentford and Chelsea. You know, Uwe Rosler's team going great guns, really, in League One. But Chelsea have this phenomenal record in the FA Cup, which I think reads something like they've only lost one game in the last 34 or 35 FA Cup ties in 90 minutes.
I know they've got a wonderful record, and coupled with them playing very well away from home, are they Chelsea? They got a good victory against Arsenal in a big game, a big, really important, pressurised game. At the weekend, you know, they're in really good form. Rafa Benitez is under a lot of pressure at Chelsea, as everybody knows. So we'll want to deliver, you know, we'll want to deliver a trophy. And, you know, this is a huge trophy for Chelsea. And as you rightly said, you know, we associate Chelsea with winning this trophy so many times. They haven't got the talisman in Didier Drogba anymore, who seems to score all the time, but they've certainly got other fantastic players. Brentford did well to beat Southend. You know, they lost last week against Tranmere at home, but, you know, it's a tough, tough task for them, isn't it? Let's be honest. Nowadays, there isn't that many cup shocks. They're getting less and less frequent. You'd expect Chelsea to win, but I think it'll be a wonderful occasion, I really do.
Certainly, as well, from a Brentford point of view, you touched on it there that they lost at home last weekend. But how much of that, you know, when you're a lower league player, and you've got this massive cup tie coming up, how much of that of a distraction is that to you when it comes to league matters?
Well, the simple answer is it shouldn't be a distraction. It probably is, because, you know, not every day you get to play, you know, against the likes of, you know, Eden Hazard or Juan Mata or, you know, Frank Lampard or the likes of the Chelsea team that will Rafa put out. So that is a big distraction. You want to be fit, you want to be well, you want to be in the team to play this. You want to be one of those persons who's going to try and test yourself against the best in the world. You want to be these people who's going to cause one of the greatest cup shocks ever. You know, so you want to be ready for that. But as I said, it's going to be difficult. You know, things like the small grounds and the weather hasn't been great, and you know, the pitch might be bumpy because it's been so hard recently with the weather. That might cause a shock, but you know, as I said, in the end, the gulf between the two teams is such, and you know, the pitches are much, much better, and the facilities are much, much better than, you know, 20 and 30 years ago when cup shocks were, you know, second nature. So they'll be hoping, and Uwe Ross will be, you know, Brentford are going really well at the moment, so they'll be hoping. But I think the main thing for them is to, you know, acquit themselves really well, put up a really good show, and depending on the result, the main thing is getting out of the division for them.
Certainly. Okay, on to the last game, Leeds United against Spurs. I mean, these two teams met last in the FA Cup 3 years ago. It was a 2-2 draw at White Hart Lane before Spurs won the replay at Elland Road 3-1.
Yeah.
It sort of seems as well that, you know, Leeds, every time they draw a Premier League team at home, and I think this is, you know, they've already faced Everton and Chelsea in the Capital
yeah.
One Cup. It's as if every time they get drawn at home, there's an extra buzz around the place because, you know, I know Leeds have been out of the top flight for almost a decade, but at the same time, you get the impression their fans, a club of such magnitude, whenever they do draw a Premier League side, it's like the good old days, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. I think you just hit the nail on the head. I think they've got such history within their team. You know, they still draw extremely good crowds. You know, they're still a well-supported team. They fluctuated this year in the league. There's, you know, good results have followed bad results, but they had an excellent result against Birmingham away from home to get to where they are now. They're playing Tottenham. You know, there's no way that they need to be motivated. They're playing a team that are in a Champions League spot. You've just drawn with the league leaders who are playing very well. You know, Andre Villas-Boas wants to give, you know, the Tottenham fans and the chairman, you know, something to cheer about. So it should be an extremely well-contested game. It'll be a full house. It should be a fantastic atmosphere like it always is at Leeds. And it'll be a different game. It'll be a difficult game for Tottenham to go there and get a result. They did it a couple of years ago, as you rightly mentioned. But you know, this is a Leeds side that have acquitted themselves well at various times against Premier League opposition.
Certainly, and yeah, the FA Cup as a whole, as a competition, it seems to have you know, regained the prestige it had. I mean, we've had some cracking ties in the third round, some, you know, proper upsets with some non-league teams beating
yeah.
Championship sides, mainly sort of Macclesfield and so on. And it's just great to see again how important the FA Cup is to people and the smaller
yeah.
clubs as well.
Yeah, it is actually. And, you know, I'd like to still keep banging the drum for the FA Cup. I think it's a vitally important competition. We're spoilt in England because we have, you know, two cup competitions in the Champions League. We do get the FA Cup because it starts in late January. It does get ostracised a little bit, but you know, I've played abroad and I've spoken to people abroad and I've spoken to players abroad, and the only thing they think about or the only thing they talk about is the FA Cup. You know, it's far more important than the Copa del Rey in Spain. It's far more important than Coupe de Liga and the, you know, Coppa di Italia. It's far more important than them. It's a better history. It involves all the clubs all over the country. So it really is something, you know, very, very important. And we should always cherish the FA Cup. As I said, sometimes we get spoiled because we have so much football in England and we have to change our squads around and we have huge teams. But, you know, it's a very important cup competition, you know, in a fantastic football league in England.